Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. Okay, value number five, fairness. We have an innate demand for equality of treatment and standards among ourselves. We are very insistent on fairness. This again is a reflection of truth, that we insist on fairness. Our insistence on fairness not only ties back to the main value of the truth and the second value of the law and the third value of merit, but fairness is of such a nature to us that we are even fair to people outside our group. As Professor MacDonald would talk about the in-group and the out-group, our fairness applies even to people outside our groups. When I was a kid, blacks used to talk about the fairness of whites, that whites in Africa are more fair than blacks are. That is true to this day. Whites extend fairness even outside of our race. It's actually a good feature. We must just be careful how we implement it outside our group, but inside our group, it's a very important value. In our modern state, we also have a blindness to the existence of a class system in our current structures. In the world as it is now, we generally believe that we're all equal, which is not true. We are not looking at the fact that we have a class structure, and the class structure is mostly based on money, that the upper classes are determined by money. So we think that the upper classes are run by the same laws as us, which is not the case. They can commit crimes and get away with stuff because they are the upper class and because they can get away with it. But for the general whites, we regard fairness as important for everybody, including the upper classes, and it pisses us off when we see the upper classes not operating in a fair manner, and in actual fact even going as far as engaging in treason, anti-white racialism, white genocide. We're allowing the upper classes all kinds of things that we actually hate. But we want fairness, and we believe that people should be punished, including upper classes. There were times in the past where even nobles were punished, and nobles were punished in a different way to normal people. The punishment for nobles in, I think, under Christian rule was beheading. And hanging was for the common man, beheading was the way to punish nobles. That I read somewhere. But anyhow, the bottom line is that we believe in fairness, and we are very insistent on fairness at all ranks. And again, it ties back to truth, it ties back to the law, it even ties back to meritocracy. Fairness, a very important quality. And when it comes to applying fairness outside of our group, we are unquestionably the best at it. Nobody does it like we do, and it's one of the things that we do that I think is one of our most unappreciated benefits to the world. If there's one thing that we've given the world, in a certain sense, it's fairness. And it's actually done more good for us than other things that we've done, and we don't recognize the importance of fairness. It is a very powerful quality. We insist on it inside our group, and we should think carefully about how we use it outside our group. It could be very powerful. The Romans were also known for their fairness, and I think it's a very powerful tool, and a very unappreciated tool, and a tool that is almost uniquely white. These are my websites: historyreviewed.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.